高三英语高考练习十二。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Please show me your passport, young lady. Is New York your final destination?
No, I'm a transit passenger. When can I take a shuttle to gate 31? It's boarding soon.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
How long is this refrigerator guaranteed?
It is guaranteed for a year, with lifelong service, and if you are not satisfied with it, you can get a refund in 7 days.
Question: What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? Three. I'll check out. Would you please settle my bill? Room 2110.
Just a moment, please. Here's your bill. $2,100 for 3 nights. You've paid a deposit of $3,000, right?
Question. How much does it cost for 1 night?
Four. Michael and his coach are on pins and needles waiting for the final score.
Yes, it will determine whether he gets the gold or silver medal.
Question. How do Michael and his coach feel? Five. My back has been aching ever since I started playing tennis on the weekends.
Haven't you had that checked out yet?
Question. What does the woman imply?
Six. You had better not keep the clothes in the dryer for longer than 45 minutes.
Oh no, I have already had them in there for an hour.
Question. What will the man most probably do next?
Seven. Hi, Lisa. I have a report to do on major Mexican festivals. Would you give me a hand?
No problem. I lived in Mexico for 4 years when I was a child, and I'm really interested in Mexican culture.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Eight. Hi, Mary. Can you tell us more about the Better Life program that you worked for? Do you feed the homeless people and arrange housing for them?
Actually, we do more than that. We also invite experienced social workers to give them suggestions and help them get back on their feet.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Nine. Last night, my roommate Lillian called, saying she was badly injured. But when I rushed home, I found that she was fine. It was just a joke.
She has done that to me, too. It's risky to cry wolf like that again and again.
Question. What can we know about Lillian? Ten. I'm sorry to tell you that you needn't come next week.
I've always worked hard. Would you be kind enough to give me a month's time so that I can find a new job?
Question. What has happened to the man? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the question will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Normally, people stop to smell roses in gardens, but they can now take the sweet smell home with them, thanks to a new device that records and makes different smells in the world. The new device, developed by scientists in Japan, analyzes smells through its 15 sensors, records smells digitally, then reproduces them by mixing 96 chemicals and changing them into vapor. Scientists say that the technology will have application in food industries where companies want to make smells, but it could also be helpful to the digital world, allowing smells to be recorded in one place. By sensors in a mobile phone, for instance, and transferred to noses halfway around the world. It could also aid online shoppers by letting people check out perfumes or flowers before they buy. The device is the most advanced of its kind in the world, though a similar project is also underway at Japan. So far, the device is far too big to be portable. The breakthrough follows a Japanese Smell-O-Vision project that creates smells to movie scenes. That smell project gives off smells under seats to accompany parts of a movie. The smell recorder has successfully recreated a range of fruit smells, including oranges, apples, bananas, and lemons, but can be reprogrammed to produce almost any smell, from fish to gasoline. The sensitivity of the human nose is very good, said one scientist, but to some extent we can produce the performance.
Now listen again, please.
Normally, people stop to smell roses in gardens, but they can now take the sweet smell home with them, thanks to a new device that records and makes different smells in the world. The new device, developed by scientists in Japan, analyzes smells through its 15 sensors, records smells digitally, then reproduces them by mixing 96 chemicals and changing them into vapor. Scientists say that the technology will have application in food industries where companies want to make smells, but it could also be helpful to the digital world, allowing smells to be recorded in one place. By sensors in a mobile phone, for instance, and transferred to noses halfway around the world. It could also aid online shoppers by letting people check out perfumes or flowers before they buy. The device is the most advanced of its kind in the world, though a similar project is also underway at Japan. So far, the device is far too big to be portable. The breakthrough follows a Japanese Smell-O-Vision project that creates smells to movie scenes. That smell project gives off smells under seats to accompany parts of a movie. The smell recorder has successfully recreated a range of fruit smells, including oranges, apples, bananas, and lemons, but can be reprogrammed to produce almost any smell, from fish to gasoline. The sensitivity of the human nose is very good, said one scientist, but to some extent we can produce the performance.
Questions 11. What function does the device developed by Japanese scientists have?
Twelve. What is the use of the device for an online shopper of perfumes?
13. What is another breakthrough Japanese scientists have made following the device?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Today, we're going to take a look at the development of the skyscraper. We'll start with some buildings in Chicago. One of the circumstances that led Chicago to become home to some of the buildings now considered the models for later skyscrapers was this. In 1871, there was a great fire that destroyed much of the city. It was that tragic fire that cleared the way for a new kind of city that used the new building techniques and new materials developed during the 1800s. One of these new structures was the Home Insurance Building, completed in 1885. It was 10 stories high. Now granted, that's no higher than some of the early skyscrapers in New York City. What made Chicago's Home Insurance Building important is that it had true skyscraper construction with a metal structure that carried the weight of the brick wall. The metal support system, along with the earlier development of the elevator, was the two innovations that made the later, very tall industrial buildings possible. Chicago's Reliance Building was another important building in the development of the skyscraper. It showed the architect's understanding of the possibilities of metal frame construction by eliminating brick walls and using glass instead. It was the first skyscraper built with this kind of structure.
Now listen again, please.
Today, we're going to take a look at the development of the skyscraper. We'll start with some buildings in Chicago. One of the circumstances that led Chicago to become home to some of the buildings now considered the models for later skyscrapers was this. In 1871, there was a great fire that destroyed much of the city. It was that tragic fire that cleared the way for a new kind of city that used the new building techniques and new materials developed during the 1800s. One of these new structures was the Home Insurance Building, completed in 1885. It was 10 stories high. Now granted, that's no higher than some of the early skyscrapers in New York City. What made Chicago's Home Insurance Building important is that it had true skyscraper construction with a metal structure that carried the weight of the brick wall. The metal support system, along with the earlier development of the elevator, was the two innovations that made the later, very tall industrial buildings possible. Chicago's Reliance Building was another important building in the development of the skyscraper. It showed the architect's understanding of the possibilities of metal frame construction by eliminating brick walls and using glass instead. It was the first skyscraper built with this kind of structure.
Questions 14. In what way is the Home Insurance Building in the development of skyscrapers important?
What does the speaker say about the Reliance Building?
What is the speaker mainly talking about? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Jerry, I'm working on a project on the recycling of textbooks these days, and I wonder how you usually do with your used textbooks.
Hey, Betty. To be honest, I always buy textbooks at the beginning of the semester. When the semester ends, I just pile them up at the corner of my study.
Did you realize that this will cause a lot of waste? Actually, in the past 5 years, about 2.8 billion school test papers were sold per year, with consumers spending a total of 20 billion yuan. If these textbooks were reused for 1 year, the money saved could be enough for building around 40,000 primary schools in underdeveloped regions.
That's really shocking.
According to Zhao Dehua, who's in charge of a company recycling resources, many college graduates sell the textbooks they have over the years at an average price of 1 yuan per kilogram. As these textbooks are mostly used to produce recycled paper, the cost is even higher than that of raw paper, as the processing procedure of recycled paper is complicated.
That's really a waste of money. Can some of these textbooks be reused?
Fortunately, yes. At present, music, art, and physical education textbooks for 9-year compulsory education are reused, but account for only a fraction of the total number of textbooks. Also, many textbooks used for high school and higher education end up going to waste. Publishing houses, printing mills, and textbook distributors do not agree with the idea of reusing textbooks. Also, there is no unified platform and service support system for the second-hand textbook trade, which leads to unreliable supply chains.
I see. So have people come up with some solutions to the problem?
Some online platforms make it easier to get second-hand textbooks.
I know one platform, KongFZ.com, a Chinese online bookstore, right?
Yes, there are more such platforms, such as Shenyu and eBay. On the most popular platform, KongFZ.com, the turnover of second-hand textbooks has seen an annual increase by over 30% in the past 3 years.
This means an increasing number of people have realized the problem and chosen to buy used textbooks.
Second-hand books are more affordable, and they are also of good quality.
Most importantly, the recycling of textbooks also helps our environment because fewer trees are cut down.
You're right. So would you choose to buy second-hand textbooks at the beginning of next semester?
Of course. And I've also decided to sell my used textbooks.
Now listen again, please. Jerry, I'm working on a project on the recycling of textbooks these days, and I wonder how you usually do with your used textbooks.
Hey, Betty. To be honest, I always buy textbooks at the beginning of the semester. When the semester ends, I just pile them up at the corner of my study.
Did you realize that this will cause a lot of waste? Actually, in the past 5 years, about 2.8 billion school test papers were sold per year, with consumers spending a total of 20 billion yuan. If these textbooks were reused for 1 year, the money saved could be enough for building around 40,000 primary schools in underdeveloped regions.
That's really shocking.
According to Zhao Dehua, who's in charge of a company recycling resources, many college graduates sell the textbooks they have over the years at an average price of 1 yuan per kilogram. As these textbooks are mostly used to produce recycled paper, the cost is even higher than that of raw paper, as the processing procedure of recycled paper is complicated.
That's really a waste of money. Can some of these textbooks be reused?
Fortunately, yes. At present, music, art, and physical education textbooks for 9-year compulsory education are reused, but account for only a fraction of the total number of textbooks. Also, many textbooks used for high school and higher education end up going to waste. Publishing houses, printing mills, and textbook distributors do not agree with the idea of reusing textbooks. Also, there is no unified platform and service support system for the second-hand textbook trade, which leads to unreliable supply chains.
I see. So have people come up with some solutions to the problem?
Some online platforms make it easier to get second-hand textbooks.
I know one platform, KongFZ.com, a Chinese online bookstore, right?
Yes, there are more such platforms, such as Shenyu and eBay. On the most popular platform, KongFZ.com, the turnover of second-hand textbooks has seen an annual increase by over 30% in the past 3 years.
This means an increasing number of people have realized the problem and chosen to buy used textbooks.
Second-hand books are more affordable, and they are also of good quality.
Most importantly, the recycling of textbooks also helps our environment because fewer trees are cut down.
You're right. So would you choose to buy second-hand textbooks at the beginning of next semester?
Of course. And I've also decided to sell my used textbooks.
Questions. 17. How does the man usually deal with his used textbooks?
18. What is the most popular secondhand book trade platform according to the conversation?
19. What is not a reason why more and more people buy secondhand books?
20. Which of the following is true according to the conversation?